Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. And we have hour two coming up here now. And the last day in May, Sean is here from LessEMF. Sean, I'd like you to go through some of the amazing, pick out the top three or four products that that you have at LessEMF to protect people, measure their things at their home, which we have test kits. If you go to the shop product list and go down to LessEMF, you'll see a general link to everything on LessEMF. You'll see a link to the clothing and the body protection materials. You'll see a link directly to some of our test kits and other things, so sublinks. And, of course, we have additional things we can put together for you. For example, we have a little Joyo app that allows you to use a sonic light machine for epigenetic frequency therapy. It's the best way to deliver it right now. We're working on microcurrent and LumenPad. In fact, I'm doing some tests this week to see if we have an interface that allows us to actually jack up the Lumen Light Pads with my atomic resonant frequencies of minerals and amino acids for epigenetic frequency therapy using photochromatic light pads to do that. So pick out the top three or four products you want to talk about today.
I mean, number one is going to be the meter. Combination meters. We got some really good ones right now, but one of them stands above them all, the ESI 24. This shows you three out of the four types of EMF all at the same time. It's only a two-button system, so it's real easy to work, and it's three-axis, so it's reading in all directions. And I mean, I think for $280, that's quite the steal.
It is. And a lot of people aren't aware. You see, there's no taste and smell for electropollution, is there?
No, there's not. It's completely invisible to human sensors.
Yeah, our senses didn't develop to live in the modern era.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
But we can detect it. And that does matter, because we can see how bad things are. Not only that, with the ESI 24, all you have to do is walk around, and you see what's present and how bad it is.
Yeah.
So that right there, number one. Number two.
Exactly.
Yeah, number two, it's now you're on protecting yourself. So we're looking what products or what fields are present, and how are we going to shield them? Big thing to remember, magnetic fields are metal. Radio frequencies are fabric. That's the big difference
right
between them. And not everybody realizes that when you're getting these magnetic fields, we need to wrap that device in metal. We have these specially designed metals that do an amazing job. They're not even hard to work with. Just wear gloves because the edges are sharp.
Right, but you also have a mesh, for example. I'm getting custom-made one for my tower, which is around almost 10 inches by 21 inches by 21 inches deep. With a panel on the side that opens up, it's a custom-made tower supercomputer that has a 4 and 2 terabyte solid-state Samsung drive, 32 bits high-speed ASUS top-line motherboard, an MD-Athlon 18 chip. So it's the fastest commercial, you know, available computer in the world that's available to the public. I mean, there's faster ones for the classified, for DARPA, etc., and the military. But it's fast, and It generates, because it's actually got a lot of power. I mean, this is a 1,000-watt computer. 1,000 watts.
Wow.
So it has a liquid-cooled system to keep it cool and a whole bunch of fans to keep it cool. And that's going to generate some EMF. And I want to block it so it doesn't kind of fry me while I'm sitting here doing my computing or whatever. And, of course, it's tied to two large screens, 4G screens, or 37 and 27-inch Samsung screens, the curved screen, etc. So all of us are being bathed with electrotoxins. Now, what they're doing is they're jamming our cellular communication between our telomeres, which is a little infrared antenna on the end of our chromosomes, and our ion channels of our nucleoplasm, the little spheroid that holds your DNA. And the amino acids and minerals that get into the cell that are actively transported under control of the DNA and these little telomere signals determines which genes are transcribed to make messenger RNA to make structural proteins and enzymes. And when you're exposed to electropollution, whether it's a electromagnetic or magnetic pollution, it actually jams your cellular communication. That's what it's doing. It's basically silencing your biophoton flux between your cells, your chromosomes, and your ion channels to determine which genes are turned on and off. Not good.
Not good at all.
Not good. And people, that's why 5G is such a horrific thing. 17 districts, I just got the information now, 17 districts are actually blocking it or filing suit against the spread of 5G, which unfortunately Donald Trump signed off on the 8th of January. Obviously, he's a knucklehead in terms of not understanding these things, and that's why I need to put together some packages to advise him, because the advisors around Trump are idiots, or they're evil, one or the other, or both. And the globalists, and I thought of this kind of very humorous, satirical ice skating thing. You know, they talk about various different skaters on ice. I'd like to see billionaires on ice, and they all crash and smash, and eventually they all have, you know, simulated terminal accidents on the ice skating rink while they dance around for us, because they plan on putting 12,000 low-Earth-orbit satellites governing every square inch of the planet with 5G, which is going to cause an extinction-level event of not just humans but other life forms. This is craziness, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I personally want to see two things happen to get rid of 5G and all the other crap. Number one, I want to see every home have fiber optic or fiber optic-like technology. And I've been thinking about a new way that I'm thinking about myself about patenting it. It was called a plasma distribution of information. In other words, plasma you can put a lot of data bandwidth on plasma. And if you have a plasma tube, you can actually, it would not have actual wires or fibers inside. It would actually be a hollow tube carrying a plasma, which would carry the information along the tube. And that could be far cheaper to do and carry much more bandwidth. Secondly, we should get back to using phone booths so people aren't talking publicly about private things while they're walking around or in a restaurant. Disgusting. And the third is we can have lights. You can actually have a light on the top of your computer or on your cell phone that goes to a light optic circuit, and it's actually several hundred times faster than even 5G network in your home. And we need to get away from creating electro pollution. We need to realize it's dangerous to us. We just don't have taste receptors for what's cooking our DNA. I think the symbol should be a frog inside a beaker waiting until it just gets too hot and their legs are already been cooked so they can't jump out. So maybe that should be the symbol for less EMF. Don't be a beaker frog. How's that?
That's a good one.
Because you're getting cooked. You just don't realize, you don't smell the fact that legs don't smell too bad when they're cooked. Oh, my. Okay, what's the next product you want to talk about?
Next, we're looking at the clothing. I mean, that's a big one here. When we look at clothing is the easiest way to protect yourself from this type of radio frequency that's associated with 5G, because it's always there. You put on clothes in the morning, you're protected all day long. The thing to remember is that you're only protected where you cover. So if you're protecting your, you know, chest area with a shirt, then yeah, your vital organs down there are going to be safe. But you're not protecting your head, so your head is still exposed to all of that.
Yeah.
So the easiest way to get around that without having the hazmat full body suit is going to be the hoodies, which are now available in three colors. We've got them in the silver or gray, the brown, and the black. They're made here in the U.S., so we're not outsourcing for anything. This is a great way to spend the money.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, especially in this field, you know, so much is coming from overseas, but more and more people are popping up here in the U.S. that are helping with it.
Now, I got an interesting email, and it's a gentleman that got solar panels. Now, one of my rules about solar panels, you have to use EMF blocking technology to block the radiation from each solar panel system. Do not put it on your roof. If you're going to put it on your yard or someplace, have it at a distance where it drops the triple the distance from the point of the actual solar panel. But you want each line to actually have a frequency blocker like a stetcherizer. You can also put it on the A and B side of the of your power panel when it comes in, so you block it at the power panel so it doesn't go flowing through your host and all your wires. One gentleman actually just sent me an email that he put solar panels on and he started getting a seizure disorder. Now, 35 to 45% of the population, when they're exposed to electrotoxins, will get symptoms. Insomnia, seizures, agitation, cancer, all kinds of good stuff. But if you actually look at a scanning electron microscope of even a punch biopsy of their skin or any living thing, plant, animal, 100% of all living things are affected negatively and stressed by electrotoxins. Not a percentage, all. ELL. Welcome back, and so let's continue, Sean. The signal plus substance equals health. And I talked a couple of days ago to one of my colleagues, the founding president of the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And, you know, I'm watching a miniseries on TV that's actually a masterpiece. It's very good. It's by a man who's basically always out of step. He was a member from the kind of ruling class. His family name was Poldark. And he fought in the Civil War against the, you know, the original War of Independence against the Americans. Got shot in the face. A surgeon actually sewed up his face afterward. He's got a big scar on his face. But he came back and he actually set up mining. And he was always asking questions. Eventually he ended up setting up a smelter for his copper mine that he has on property. And the thing you find about people that actually find solutions to problems, they're overcomers. But they have to face the truth. The first step in being an optimist is face the ugly reality of what's going on. What we're doing is an experiment. I saw a book years ago, and at the time I think it was like 290 million. We weren't yet over 300 million Americans. Now we're about 327 million. That's what we estimate. It could be as high as 340 because there's a lot of illegals that aren't accounted for. But nevertheless, we have, let's say we have 327 million guinea pigs. Now, guinea pigs, you know, if you rub something hard on their skin, you kind of test a perfume or a cosmetic to make sure they don't get a rash. Because skin, the pig skin is very similar, let's say, or guinea pig skin to human skin. But when you have something that doesn't have symptoms right away, and it basically is screwing up your DNA and can cause cancer, you don't know that it's happening to you. You don't have a taste or smell or even a sight or some visual cue that tells you, like, hey, this is bad. Like if something, if you walk into a room and let's say electropollution was blue light, oh, don't walk in there, that's dangerous. Your body would know when you walk into that room, you don't want to go there because it's going to hurt you. It may not hurt you right away because you won't necessarily feel pain, but you may eventually get fibromyalgia, get your immune system dysfunction, end up with a herpes zoster infection jumping out of your pericardium or your nerve cell body, or just starting to go blind because you're getting activation of in free radicals in your eyes, so you actually get retinal damage. So what do you think about my theory about 327 million guinea pigs? And they're electrotoxin guinea pigs. And the regulatory authorities aren't going to talk about this. I mean, people don't understand just how dangerous electrotoxins are.
That's right, they don't.
And they don't realize it doesn't have to be ionizing. I had a discussion years ago, I mentioned on the show, with a physicist whose wife was an environmental doctor from Ontario, Canada, and I did a lecture back years ago for the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine called The Good, Bad, and the Ugly. And Good, Bad, and the Ugly included depleted uranium, electrotoxins, and fluoridation, chlorination, et cetera, GMO foods. And people, and this guy was, you know, he was walking up, I'm going to teach this doctor a lesson after his lecture, right? And he was probably about 6'3 to start with, but by the time I finished firing questions at him and seeing him shrink, he was about 3'6". Okay, so, and I challenged people on the air. I said, you know, if you think Dr. Deagle is a nice guy, you're delusional. I'm not. But I never intend to be. Now, I'll defend you, and I'll even die for you, but I'm not nice. Nice meaning I'm going to tell you a lie so you believe me and like me, because I'm going to salve your ego or tell you stuff that makes you feel good, even though what you're doing could kill you. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell you the whole ugly truth, because I'm a real optimist. An optimist faces the ugly reality, whether it's properly advising President Trump so he doesn't screw up the negotiations with North Korea, or advising you on the electrotoxins. And if you don't protect yourself, you're that beaker frog. Don't be a beaker frog. That'll be my new moniker for Less EMF. Don't be a beaker frog, because you are cooking. You're not even going to have a bell go off when you're finished, when you're done, are you? So, continue. Let's talk about the next thing. What have you heard or are concerned about in terms of where society is going? Because there's higher and higher energies, 5G network, which is a directed beam of energy at you and your cell phone or your building. We've got smart meters, which aren't smart at all. We've got wind towers. We've got electro pollution caused by step-down transformers in your home. Now we've got LED lights that are pushing at us like crazy. And now the magnetic field is only about a foot or so around it, but the inductive radiation field that goes back to the wiring in your house is everywhere. So if you don't have a Stetsonizer to plug in your plug outlets, you're not blocking that radiation that's being broadcast like antennas all over your house with your house wiring. It's a remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely intense.
Now, of course, these monitors you have will measure all that. People say, oh, Dr. Deagle, I don't think that's a problem. I said, well, if you've got agitation, insomnia, which, you know, if you talk to people and they got chronic pain, agitation, insomnia, those are the three biggies that are caused by, you know, they say they're going to put $6 billion into, you know, stopping the opioid addiction. A lot of the problems we have in our society are a combination of our GMO foods, electrotoxins, and toxic vaccines and the crazy use of medicines that cause nutrient depletion and create new health problems. But electrotoxins are very underestimated, aren't they?
Very much so.
I had Dr. Sam Milliman, who's been doing work on this for almost 45 years, and he'll go around to a home with all this fancy electronic gear. He's a medical doctor, and he uses an oscilloscope. He's even found that the plumbing in a house can actually pull electrotoxins up from the ground through the groundwater because there's magnetite carrying it all the way maybe 20, 30 miles from a power plant, even out in the middle of nowhere. And people say, oh, no, that's not that bad, is it? I say, well, if you get a gigahertz solution, which is quite a bit more expensive than your little monitor that I got years ago, and your boss that we've had on, you know, Emil DeToffel, who's been on the program for years, until I think just last year when you took over, he got me a gigahertz solution, so I started pointing at my local homes. And when I pointed at the meter, which is about 10 feet from my studio desk and my end of the home, it went off scale, and it was firing off every 4 to 7 seconds, over 2,000 microwatts per square meter. I'm thinking, I had an OMG moment. And I realized that's why I'm going from Dr. Deagle's little hyper to no damn sleep at all. I mean, 45 minutes at a stretch was all I got when that meter was put on November 2011.
Wow.
So I called up the company. I said, you know, San Diego Gas and Electric. I said, what are you doing? Oh, it was time for us to do it. I said, did you ask me whether I want this meter? I said, so I contacted and I got an electrician to come out and actually swap the meter over for a regular analog meter. And they were really upset. We're going to sue you. We're going to do this. I said, oh, you mean you're just going to delay installation of the meter? I said, do you understand? I guess you missed that class in grade three. You missed the word never. You never learned that in grade three. There's a word called never. I said, if you try to put a meter on my house, I'm coming out armed and dangerous. And I said, your lawyer tried to threaten me. I said, I'll sue him right into bankruptcy, because I can do that. I'm not a member of the bar, so they can't threaten me. So people don't understand how dangerous this is, do they? And I would go to my neighbors, because I got an 8-home gated community, and I'd point to their home, because we're on about 13, 14 acres, so we don't have little tiny homes smack up against each other. I've got over an acre. My neighbor's got 3.5 acres. The other neighbor's got an acre and a half. I pinpointed across the way 500 meters and it's still going brruh, brruh, brruh. You got to realize we're all beaker frogs, aren't we? So go to the Shop Bob Products and go down to Less EMF. If you call them, make sure you mention that Dr. Bill and Nutra Medical sent you. But you better realize you can't smell it, but you are getting cooked. Don't be a beaker frog. Take care of yourself. Welcome back, and we have Tony from Neutrodyne Chemist. Tony, you had an interesting and hopefully a tough question, so I can answer it and clarify to people what's going on. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was wondering, you know, how or even if the Neutrodyne formula helps, or how does it affect the glucose levels in blood or like, help people who have diabetes?
Okay, first off, the question is, if I was to ask, let's pretend that you're a diabetologist, okay? You're a diabetic specialist. You've been in practice 22 years. You have 4,000 patients that are all diabetic or hypothyroid or have, you know, parathyroid problems, et cetera, et cetera. So you're top notch. You went to Harvard. You did all these things, okay? If I was to ask you a question of what is, let's say, thyroid metabolism, do you think that I could dissemble or do what I call intellectual vivisection on that endocrinologist? Well, of course, Dr. Deagle can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like to, my name Deagle is actually Norwegian, so I take up my intellectual war axe. I like to axe people, not ASK, but AXE. Axe them questions. Do you like that? I'm going to axe you questions. You're going to answer me. Now, the first question I'm going to ask, and pretend you're the endocrinologist, is what type of iodine does the body make so that it can activate the production of new mitochondria and get rid of old mitochondria? Well, it's a plasma form. But the body can do it, but it doesn't do a very good job. It makes a teeny, weeny, weeny amount of iodine because it takes a lot of energy to literally shatter the iodine diatomic molecule into a plasma form, which is monoatomic. And only a percentage of the cells, actually, the atoms stay in that plasma form, but you only need a small percentage to have that what's called signal effect to stimulate mitochondriogenesis. Now, why is mitochondriogenesis important? Well, let's ask the question of what is a cell? A cell is a chimera between a eukaryotic and prokaryotic DNA. The eukaryotic DNA is in your nucleoplasm containing your genes. We have 23 genes, gene pairs. And they're in a little spheroid called a nucleoplasm. Each of those little genes has a little antenna on the end of the chromosome.
Mm-hmm.
And that that little antenna is an infrared antenna that talks to the ion channels of the nucleoplasm, letting in specific minerals and amino acids to turn on genes to actually activate your genetic code to make structural proteins and enzymes. That's how your genes work. They work basically as a stochastic parallel processing supercomputer. Every cell in your body has the computing capacity of every computer on Earth. And you got 15 trillion cells. That's a lot of cells.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Now, every living thing's like that. In fact, that's how you even have reverse transcriptase. So prions, which are protein retroviruses, can reverse create messenger RNA and even DNA and take over the production in the cell to make prion proteins, which causes spongiform encephalopathy, where you form little bubbles inside your brain tissue and other organs and eventually spongiforms them. Right? They used to call it scrapie or, you know, these other diseases. Now, when you have oxidative metabolism, it means you have oxygen come in and it converts to high energy molecules, adenosine triphosphate and nicotine adenine dinucleotide hydride. We have, of course, products like our Sports Energy Light and our NADH that'll make that. But ultimately, it's your thyroid that regulates. Now, the master glands of the body, the two major ones I call horses, are the adrenal glands that sit on your kidneys and your thyroid gland in your neck. and then, of course, your pancreas works in between there. But the thyroid gland in your neck has to work to attach a T3 molecule which is triiodothyronine after you take T4 and remove the 5' position iodine, and it locks onto the receptor golly of the mitochondria 4,000 times more avidly than T4. So T4 is not a hormone. It's a pro-hormone. So when you see somebody getting synthetic thyroid, they need a punch in the face intellectually. Because the doctors knew back in the 1950s and 60s, you needed glandular thyroid. And there's two glandulars out now. We have Armour thyroid, which contains titanium dioxide and cornstarch polymers. Not good. And then we have the next step up, which is a little better, which has Western Thyroid Research from Arizona. And it doesn't have the crap in it. But ours is even better. It has thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus. Because when your thyroid's screwed up, it's not just screwed up alone. It's screwed up because the control glands in your brain and in your adrenal glands are dysfunctional. If your thyroid is not working, your adrenals overwork. And if your adrenal is not working properly, your thyroid tries to overwork. And it can actually cause inflammation that can eventually result in thyroiditis. Okay? So when you start taking Nutridyne, it does several things. Firstly, it'll clear the viruses and pathogens from your body that can attach to body proteins like your thyroid and actually produce a thyroid peroxidase enzyme that shows your glands on fire. And it can produce antimicrosomal and anti-thyroglobulin antibodies. And if you're unlucky enough, it can create what's called LATS, or long-acting thyroid stimulator, to give you Graves' disease, which can also stimulate the fat to grow behind your eyeballs and push your eyeballs forward. Not good.
Mm-mm.
Right? So you get hyperthyroidism and excess output of thyroid hormone and T3. Now, T3 doesn't last very long in your body. It has a half-life of 5.5 minutes. So it's degraded to T2 and reverse T2 very quickly. And T4 has almost no biological activity at all. So that's why when people take synthetic thyroid, you measure their core temperature. You say, oh my God, you're taking enough thyroid, but your core temperature shot. So when you're taking the Nutridyne, you don't need a whole lot. 5 drops twice a day is usually enough for the average person, adult, you know, 150-pound plus adult. But you need to take that with mitothyroid, 2 capsules in the morning, and you measure your core temperature. If your core temperature is still low, like you're measuring every 3 hours, say by early afternoon, you need to take an extra 2 mitothyroid. You need to also take Minerals Plus, because you need 6 additional minerals besides the iodine. I recommend Force Colon, because it helps the 5' deiodination process, and selenium cruciferate, because you need excess of selenium, and the Minerals Plus and selenium helps your glutathione peroxidase to work properly, because if your thyroid's under stress, it's going to produce a number of what's called hydroperoxy radical, and you got to clear that or your gland goes on fire.
Did you call it metathyroid?
Mitothyroid. M-I-T-O-thyroid. Mitothyroid includes thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus. Now, if you ask the average endocrinologist, that a lot of stuff goes right over their head. They also don't know, because I worked in a physiology lab in Denver for a while under Dr. Lovejoy. And we could do what's called an oxygen clamp test, where you can actually clamp someone's nose and measure their total METs, their amount of oxygen consumed and carbon dioxide generated, based on a lean body mass. And you can actually calculate exactly how many millimoles of oxygen and carbon dioxide they're generating. That's pretty cool, hey? There's 2 types of hypothyroidism. Type 1 is where your gland got burnt up because you probably picked up a gland virus, or something like H3N2, you know, the flu virus. It attaches to the thyroid proteins, and your body starts attacking it, think it's non-self, and then you get what we call increased thyroid peroxidase enzyme levels. Your TPO levels go into orbit. And if you look at it on an ultrasound, you'll see nodular, you know, glandular changes, which means your gland's on fire and the body's trying to put out the fire. Now, when your thyroid gets damaged, your adrenals go into overactivity, and adrenal glands, when they get overactivity, they block your brain absorbing 5-hydroxytryptophan and converting it to serotonin and melatonin, so you get depressed, anxiety attacks, and insomnia. Now,
does your adrenal gland secrete the stress hormones, or is that?
Yeah, they produce the main stress hormones. They produce not only cortisol, but they also produce norepinephrine dopamine. So you have increase in the we call the sympathetic, hormones that increase, you know, fight or flight. It also tunes up what's called the autonomic nervous system. Anybody who's hypertension, their autonomic nervous system is way over amped. Right? Anybody with hypertension. Everybody with hypertension, by the way, has insulin resistance, hypercortisolemia, and elevated glucagon levels. It's not just one hormone. So everybody who's hypertensive basically has hyperinsulinemic, even before their blood sugar rises, they've got hyperinsulinemic pre-diabetes. And they also have elevated reverse thyroid hormone, which blocks that receptor in their mitochondria, so it lowers the metabolic rate of the tissue and lowers the redox potential. Mm-hmm. So everybody with hypothyroidism, type 2, is hypertensive or pre-diabetic. Everyone. And you can measure their core temperature and their RT3 levels, and they're elevated. They're elevated RT3, low core temperature.
What?
Tony, when you're looking at this, it's a very complex thing. What I do, which is functional medicine, is the most complex activity on earth. It's more complicated than programming, chemistry, geopolitics, electronic, marketing, managing major corporations. There's nothing more complex on earth than what I do, which is functional living pathology medicine, period. It's it.
Mm-hmm.
And what people should understand is a lot of the genes that we actually have inherited down through time are so we can survive and reproduce and pass our genes on to our descendants. And if those genes later cause us to die prematurely from disease, it's because it's tough luck. In other words, you have the genes, so you have a higher IQ, greater fertility, and bigger body muscle mass, and more likely to survive. So your body will choke back, and your metabolism rate so that you can survive on fewer calories. And you've got what we call the golden shovel brigade, where everybody else has starved to death and out of skin and bones, and you still have enough muscle mass to bury all the relatives that have died of starvation.
And so is it actually the gene that's the negative thing, or is it the diet?
Well, it's a survivor. It's a survivor mechanism. It's triggered off by a North American diet. I took care of Eskimos from Northwest Territory in Alaska and inside the Arctic Circle, and you think they are fat people because you see them, they're stout, but they're not. That's so their body core temperature is regulated, and they have shorter legs and more round bodies, but you actually pinch them and check their fat. They're not fat at all. In fact, they're very muscular and stocky, but obesity is caused by elevated blood insulin and blood glucagon and blood cortisol. It's caused by elevated reverse thyroid hormone that actually is choking back your metabolism. So the average person of the same height and sex may have a metabolism 25 to 40% below normal. I had two master's level dietitians in my practice in Calgary, and we actually calculated out some people could not lose weight even though they're on 300 to 500 calories a day. And you check their core body temperature, and it's like, whoa, man, your core temperature is like 2 or 3 degrees or more below normal. So they were basically, and of course if you do a thermogram looking at different areas where they accumulate fat around their middle or their thighs or wherever it is, those areas are cold as ice. I mean, you literally touch them and go, ooh, that's cold. It is because it's in suspended animation. Now the problem is if you can regionally increase metabolism, we have things like our forced colon, but Nutridyne helps, and increasing your normalization of your autonomic nervous system with photochromatic light therapy over your various autonomic nuclei, regulating, say, your abdominal fat or whatever, because people don't realize even when you are working, a lot of people say, well, I work out and I do run 5 miles a day, but I can't lose the weight. It's because your body's holding on to the weight because it thinks you're going to starve to death. See, the logic of the body's genetics isn't based on communication or our logic. If you're eating highly glycemic foods that raise your blood insulin, your body says, there's no way I'm losing this fat, man, you're going to die. Right? If your insulin is 4, 6, 8 times higher than normal, and that's why when you start taking Nutridyne, it helps to buffer that down. Say, hey, you got a metabolism that's normalizing now. Now your metabolic rate's going to rise from, let's say it should be 2,100 calories a day your body burns off just with normal metabolism and normal activity, just walking around your house or your job or whatever. And your metabolism is actually around 1,500 calories. You got 600 calories a day you're going to bioaccumulate as fat. Not going to take long for you to become a big moose, right? So... what people need to understand, if you talk to your doctor and they're not metabolic experts like I am, and they have never worked with, a nasal clamp test for looking at METs, or look at core body temperature, or looking at these metabolites, they'll look at you and screw their eyes up and think, well, you're just a non-compliant patient. You're not exercising, you're stuffing your face. No, you don't have to stuff your face. We had dietitians having people weigh out everything right down to the gram, and they were literally gaining weight if they eat over 500 calories a day. So... if you look at the number of people who are hypothyroid, you say, well, How many people are hypothyroid based on an ultrasound of their gland, thyroid peroxidase enzymes, T4, T3 levels, which is not enough. You need to measure reverse T3, and it has to be the free hormone, not bound to protein. And you also measure TSH. Your TSH is useless if your reverse thyroid hormone is high, because your reverse thyroid hormone will totally screw up your TSH test, because your thyroid-stimulating hormone test will be blocked by elevated reverse thyroid hormone, just like T3. Isn't that interesting?
That is. And so if you had an elevated reverse T3, doesn't that increase your TSH as well? And you wouldn't even know that.
No, it wouldn't increase it. If it's elevated, it actually decreases your TSH. Your body, so everybody thinks you're normal, but if you measure your core temperature, it might be 2 or 3 degrees below normal.
So
if you talk to the average person that, or doctor, you include an endocrinologist, they don't know what I know. I've been at this for 40 years, and I can tell you, I started doing research. I went into medicine to find the cause of diabetes, and I started working with Dr. Otto Hewen. And I'm going to publish my latest article research. Now, visualize this. It's 219,000 years ago. We're in Northern Europe, and we are partly, I've got almost 4% Neanderthal DNA. Now, if you actually look at the brain case and the muscle mass and so on in Neanderthal, they had a bigger brain and more advanced culture than Homo sapiens sapiens half a million years ago. Did you know that?
I didn't.
And that's why the strongest people with the most advanced culture have got Neanderthal DNA. Now, the reason why they died is many of the bugs and viruses and so on carried by Homo sapiens killed off Neanderthal, just like when we visited the people in South America, which had a very vigorous population. Probably 85-90% of them died because we carried all kinds of bugs, including syphilis, to kill them all. Just a regular cold virus. Kill them. What Neanderthal had, though, is it had specific survivor genes that allowed them to survive ice ages, so that when it got really cold, and they were often living right under what's called the ice fall, which means it was one of the best places. You had clean water from the melting ice, but also there was a lot of game there. The water would often water the plants, even between rainfall times, so that the trees and plants and berries are wild, and the game were very, very rich along the ice fall, which is near the edge of the glacier. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, they lived in caves or places where they could actually use animal skins to kind of protect them from freezing to death. And they were very stocky, but very big people, and they had a bigger brain than we have, the average Homo sapiens. Did you know that? And they had more convolutions than we have. But, and of course, they had more advanced tool development and more advanced religion than Homo sapiens sapiens hundreds of thousands of years before Homo sapiens arrived from North Africa, from Africa.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably an earlier branch that arrived up there and adapted. Now, if you look at populations that have survived, you find the Pima Indians in the Four Corners area of like Arizona, New Mexico, etc. You find the people from the steppe area of the Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, etc. And you find some people in the Middle East, and they survived because they had these survivor genes, so when there's no damn food, your metabolic rate drops to the floor, and you didn't lose your muscle mass or your bone mass, so you could still hunt and feed and gather stuff and forage. In other words, you could forage for berries, and God knows what you can eat, so you can survive. And your metabolic rate dropped so much, you actually didn't starve to death. Now, if you didn't carry these genes, you died, and your somewhat chunkier relatives, who were now slimmed down, buried you. So our modern obesity and hypothyroidism is actually the remnants of our ancient survival from major famines. Hypertension, diabetes, all these conditions are remnants of our survivor genes that are switched on by our toxic North American diet. Things that are insulinogenic, diet pop, aspartame, Splenda, rapidly absorbed sugar, high glycemic index. Toxic things, GMO foods that actually stimulate stress response in your body. All these things stimulate cortisol, glucagon, which converts proteins through the one carbon pathway to sugar that converts to fatty acids that's shoved into your fat with high pressure, and the insulin makes your fat cell suck it up and turn it in. Once the cell gets a certain size, it divides and becomes more fat cells. So it just shows you how complicated this is. It's actually in some ways real simple. If you think of it teleologically and you're looking at, 19 years ago, you realize, hey, that's why my ancestors survived. They had the famine genes, and of course, in our North American diet, it tells the body, you're back in famine, you're going to die, so you better not lose this weight. Otherwise, you're going to starve to death. Even though you got Big Macs and food everywhere, and you're eating aspartame and doing stuff that's stimulating your insulin into orbit, And that's why we have things like our leptin metabolic that lowers insulin and leptin resistance. That's why we have dibetylene. That's why we have our basically chromium organic from John Hopkins. That's why we have things like berberstatin that lowers glucagon, because your glucagon is also real bad, as well as blood insulin. So when I see a pre-diabetic that's hypertensive, I say, what's your blood insulin level? I don't know. My doctor never measured it. I said, well, if we measure a fasting 2-RPC blood insulin and glucagon levels, we're going to find out they're into orbit. And everybody that's in, has those in orbit is type 2 hypothyroid with lower core body temperature and elevated reverse T3. And Neutrodyne is part of the solution of it. Not the whole solution, but as you take it, we even have people over a period of 6 months to a year, they'll even regenerate their gland after it's been hypothyroid for years. Interesting, eh?
That is.
Yeah, so like Edgar Cayce said, you know, we're in a mitochondrial apocalypse now, where the mitochondria of all eukaryotic organisms are dying, and the phytosomes of all plants are dying, and then we add to it electropollution, and we want to put 5G network. Wow. It's a as they say, it's a fecal storm from hell. How's that? Take care. Get your Neutrodyne. We all need it.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.